Bayou.
23 to 12, renowned naturopath, author and hormone consultant Kim Bolson joins us for the first time in 2012. Happy New Year to you, Kim.
Hey, Graham, and you too.
How are you going?
Good, thank you.
Your topic today is energy bars. Now, we see them in the supermarkets in what we think is the health food section. They are located in other areas of supermarkets and grocery stores. What's wrong with energy bars?
Well, you would think that they'd be healthy, wouldn't you? The prime example of a healthy snack. However, the packaged, over-processed, foil-wrapped little concoctions that we're munching on are far from healthy. So because I deal a lot with weight loss management and also weight gain, and I have a lot of sports people come through, we're forever talking about the best protein supplements, you know, snacks we can have that are high protein. So I took myself off again to the health food store in the supermarket, and this is what I found. So the seemingly innocent little snack labelled a little chewy granola bar with a naturally flavoured yogurt coating.
Which sounds healthy.
Hey, yes, and a good source of whole grain actually had a number of nutritional nightmares in it. When I was reading the ingredients listing, this is what I found. I actually found sugar in all its different versions listed 9 times. And that came through as high fructose corn syrup. Now, excuse me, this high fructose corn syrup is not something anybody really wants to have a lot of. It's a byproduct of the corn industry, and it's a very, very cheap substitute, and an unhealthy one actually, for raw sugar. High fructose corn syrup, they're often putting into babies' formulas. It fattens them up very, very fast, but it really disturbs your whole body metabolism. The other ingredient was high maltose corn syrup and extra fructose, but it was listed 9 times.
Wow.
Now, the high fructose corn syrup, the whole total gram of number of grams of sugar in this one tiny little supposedly healthy snack bar that a lot of my clients profess to enjoy, and they'll munch on them after a gym workout and they think they're going to lose weight. You will never, ever lose weight on these. It contains about 13 grams of sugar and a number of preservatives and chemicals. It's only got one measly gram of fiber in it.
So, is that the case for the majority, or have you found that there are some energy bars that may be a little healthier than others?
Good question. So I walked off and I went into the health food section, and I picked up what was supposedly labelled organic, and their listed sugar appeared 4 times in the ingredient as brown rice syrup, malt extract, evaporated cane juice and organic evaporated cane juice. And when you look at the nutrition facts, you'll see that one bar still contains a whopping 21 grams of sugar.
So that seems to be the major problem, isn't it, the sugar content?
Yeah, we can have a little bit of sugar. You can have fruits contain natural fructose. One of the problems we have is that a lot of these products are actually misleading. And they'll say low fat. But that's not the damaging part in many of these instances. It's actually a very high sugar content.
Mm.
And the average person, well, not the average person, but people walking in, looking in a health food section, even the health store, they wouldn't really realise that high fructose corn syrup would be a problem. They wouldn't realise that brown rice syrup possibly could be a problem. It's just the unknown factor, isn't it? It's the education of for people to be able to be reading labels sufficiently well enough to know that sugar will distress your weight, your cholesterol, often far quicker than fat will. So with labels, the last 20 years, we've had this plethora of low-fat, low-fat, low-fat. But in saying that, even in the yogurts, they will put in artificial sweeteners, which are shocking for your health.
I suppose, Kim, that if they didn't taste sweet,
yes,
that people wouldn't eat them.
Yes, true. But you know what? You can make your own. You can do your own nuts and fruit as a snack. Don't go crazy on the dried fruits because by their very nature, they've been dehydrated. So dried fruits, as in our Christmas cakes and puddings we've all just been eating, they are concentrated sugars. And it requires the body to dump a lot of water into the body to actually dilute that sugar down. And in fact, it can actually make you slightly dehydrated, but they are packed full of calories. So one of these little muesli bars, all these little crunchy bars and health bars, they're about 230 to 250 calories. And look, apart from that, you can go into the ingredients even further with the soya protein isolate that they often tag in there too. I mean, this is known to be quite high in an aluminium content in the soy, the way they process the soy protein as an isolate. So there's just a lot of pitfalls. I just suggest to my clients that, hey, look, let's sit down and we'll work out a healthy snack bar and a healthy protein bar for you to munch on. You can do a lot with almond meal and coconut butter and mix it all together with egg and a tiny bit of natural raw honey and, you know, maybe even just a few little dried cranberries. And you can pack all that together, and if you want to load in your protein powder, you can as a base, and bake them. Easy to do.
All right. Well, there you go. And I thank you for doing that research for us. So for people who are thinking that they're losing weight by munching on one of these energy bars that you see in the major supermarkets, just beware. Kim Bolson, naturopath, author and hormone consultant. It's always good to talk to you. Thank you, Kim.
Thank you, Graham. 17